Thank you and good morning. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of a roof fire at a residence at 230 Long Street in Eureka late Friday night. Arriving fire crews found the shake roof on fire with flames spreading to the eaves of a two-story Victorian, but they also found a male resident laying at the foot of a ladder. The man had climbed the ladder in an effort to battle the fire that had ignited the shake roofing shingles, but fell approximately 15 feet and suffered major injuries. The victim was taken to the hospital for treatment while firefighters battled the blaze, but later succumbed to his injuries. The fire, which was caused by hot embers from a wood stove falling onto the wood shake shingles, caused about $10,000 in damage, but cost a man his life. The sheriff's office is searching for 14-year-old Aislinn Massey, who was reported as a runaway by her mother last week after the girl failed to go to school last Tuesday. The mother contacted the sheriff's office on Tuesday night to report the girl had failed to make it to school and that she could be in the company of a 30-year-old man named Javier. Aislinn is 5'6", 130 pounds, with brown eyes and brown hair, and she has not been heard from by either family or friends since last Monday. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The California Highway Patrol reported that one man walked into traffic lanes on Highway 101 last week, and that vehicle versus pedestrian collision resulted in the death of a 30-year-old local man. CHP officers were back out near Hookton Road on Friday morning after 30-year-old Matthew Glenn Morgan was seen in the northbound lanes of the freeway acting irrationally. Morgan managed to flee the scene on foot after the initial contact from a CHP officer, but he was soon back creating a hazard in the traffic lanes. A second foot pursuit ensued, this time across traffic lanes that brought vehicles to a halt, and the CHP officer displayed his taser, which got Morgan's compliance. Morgan was detained and taken for a mental health evaluation. Time for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to roadways and their impacts on the economic life in the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. The Humboldt County Public Works Department is responsible for the maintenance of more than 12,000 miles of roadway. Road maintenance is a key component for both public safety and commerce in the county, and there are dozens of roadways that are currently closed or under traffic restrictions due to maintenance issues. One of the key roads in southern Humboldt, Redwood Drive, has been closed since February after a winter storm brought the hillside down onto the road surface. County officials are working with Caltrans on plans to secure the hillside, but the incident once again highlights how fragile the local road system is and how vulnerable it is to weather-related events. All it takes is one slide, such as the slide that shut down Highway 101 in 2011, cutting off the county to the south after severing the main artery for road transportation between Humboldt and the Bay Area. Safe, passable roads, a key component to the economic health of our communities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There is a low-intensity conflict brewing between the University of California system and the state legislature. Last Wednesday, Speaker of the Assembly Tony Atkins announced a plan that rejects a recent proposal from the UC system to increase the number of out-of-state and out-of-country students in an effort to increase revenue while putting California students on waiting lists.
I am frustrated over UC's latest attempt to use students as bargaining chips by agreeing to admit 2,000 new out-of-state students, but threatening to limit the enrollment of new California students. UC's job is to educate California students, not waitlist them.
The UC system gets funded to the tune of $7 billion per year, and while spending has increased in the past decade, the enrollment of California students has stagnated.
Our assembly proposal is to cap out-of-state students, and it should be noted, last year was the highest number of out-of-state and out-of-country students ever. We're saying now is the time to recommit to California residents and California students and give them the same access to a UC system that obviously other students out-of-state have.
Atkins and the Assembly are prepared to reject another proposed tuition hike to cap the number of out-of-state students and instead increase funding so that more California students get a fair shot at enrolling at a UC campus. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.